I like to play me latest chart topper. It's called Me Fans Are Stupid Pigs.
The following training video contains performances by highly trained professional criminals.
I think the message to psychos, fanatics, murderers, nutcases all over the world is do not mess with suburbanites because, frankly, we're just not going to take it anymore.
What are you doing out in the middle of nowhere?
Well, I had to get that there crossroads last midnight. Sell my soul to the devil.
What did the devil give you for your soul, Tommy?
Well, he taught me to play this here guitar real good.
Podcasting live from the Nut House basement, down by the river, across the street from the water treatment plant in lovely Lawrence, Kansas, you are listening to Sunglasses After Dark. Hey, it's been a while. I changed jobs, and I've been busy, and the holidays, and assorted other excuses, most of which involve watching Mystery Science Theater 3000. Mostly. Well, thank you for listening. It's been a while, as I said, but we've got a bunch of music, and as a bonus, I'm basically going to record two episodes back-to-back, so there won't be a delay, and hopefully we'll get ahead. That is my thinking. I don't know if it'll work, but we'll see. So anyhow, let's get into it with some music. This is a single I picked up for very cheap at Love Garden Sounds, because it is awesome, because it is fantastic. It is from the John Spencer Blues Explosion album Orange. This song is the fabulous, most groovy Bell Bottom.
We'll be right back. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Right now, I got to tell you about the fabulous, most groovy Bell Bottoms. Bell Bottoms.
I am Criswell. For many years, I have told you the almost unbelievable, related the unreal, and showed it to be more than fact. Now I tell you a tale of the Threshold people. So astounding that some of you may faint, this is a story of those in the twilight time. Once human, now monsters, in a world between the living and the dead. Monsters to be pitied. Monsters to be despised.
San Francisco's Ruleta Rusa. That was Aquí No Es from the album of the same name. That is out now on Sorry State Records. If you look at the cover, you would think it's a thrash album, but as you can hear, it is certainly not. By the way, I just learned that Ruleta Rusa means Russian roulette in Spanish. I'm so proud of myself. Before that, Wax Eater did A Man Has to Have a Code from the Baltimore Record on Latest Flame Records. That is a concept album about The Wire. I have seen half an episode of The Wire, so I don't know how accurate it is, but the album's pretty goddamn good. You can read the review of that we did at rockstarjournalist.com. Before that, Ghoul Hunter by Ghoul from their Maniacs album. That's Maniacs, A-X-E. That is out now on Tank Crimes Records. Holy shit. I started a job working in a warehouse that distributes all the stuff for Tank Crimes, so it's pretty great. But, man, I love Ghoul. They've got a brand new split out with Cannabis Corpse that is called Splatter Hash, and it is awesome. And I highly recommend you check that one out as well. That is tankcrimes.com. John Spencer Blues Explosion started everything out with Bell Bottoms from the single of the same name that is originally off of Orange on Matador Records and is a must own, period. Like, that is a fantastic song. If you don't own that song digitally, 7-inch, LP, CD, whatever, like, you need to own it. Like, there's no excuse. Up next, some more new music from Sorry State Records. This is from a group called The Number Ones. This track is the title to the 7-inch, 45 RPM, 7-inch, whatever, of the same name. This is The Number Ones with Sharon Shouldn't.
She's fine today, and every time you come around, she gives it all. What do you leave behind? It hurts in her eyes. right back after this important message. Let's go.
Get the box. You ready? Cue.
Hey, kids!
We're wild rebels, crunchy, fruity rebels, pouring milk on them is like shooting off a gun.
It's Wild Rebel cereal, a nutritious cereal. It's like getting hit in the back of the head with a surfboard of flavor.
Look, marshmallow fatties,
sugary Lindas.
I got tangy, twangy banjos.
Crunchy oat rye.
And cheaters, too. Die, cheater, die.
Kids, what are you doing in there?
Having a good breakfast, Mom.
Pour out the milk. One, two, one, two.
Wild rebels, punching crunchy rebels, don't bust your teeth on something sweet and hard.
Wild rebel cereal, part of this complete breakfast.
Hey, there's a cheap surprise inside.
I got a gun.
I got a sawed-off pool cue with a leather strap.
I got a chunk of hose filled with lead shot.
All right, let's take it home.
They won't get soft or squishy. Better eat them or you're a sissy. Just pound them down, you stupid clown. They're wild
rebel cereal, just eat them.
Sound stamina.
from the upcoming split EP on No Sleep Records. That was Run Forever doing Lost the Feeling. That split EP is with Adventures. We did a review of it last week on the blog. You can check that out at rockstarjournalist.com. I think that's probably the best song on that 7-inch. The rest are pretty decent. Adventures notably features members of Code Orange Kids doing music that is quite different from that band's releases. We have the Bookburners before that with Sidesteppers from their People's Songs LP that came out last year on Latest Flame Records. That is some excellent, excellent, like, vintage college rock type stuff. Not even indie rock. Like, that was college rock. That is, like, mid to late 80s. Just, oh, so good. Big fan of that record. Adam Widener did Fluid Trails of Glitter Gore. That is off Vesuvio Nights. That is a fantastic record. I reviewed it and then had a chance to listen to the actual LP. I guess it was mastered specifically for vinyl, and it sounds a whole lot different when you put it on the turntable and drop the needle on it. It's really quite... it's not like a different album. It just sounds a lot bigger and more excellent, and I highly recommend if you get a chance, if you're interested in it, if you like what I've written about it, if you like what you've heard here, I definitely recommend picking up the LP rather than downloading it. And we started everything off with Sharon Shouldn't from the Number Ones, and that single is out now on Sorry State Records. I believe they also have a track on a 4-way split 7-inch on Bachelor Records out of Europe. And that track you can find on SoundCloud, I do believe. We got one set of music left, and we're going to start it off with the Max Levine Ensemble from their split 7-inch with Operation Cliff Clavin. This is The Kids Are Fucking Awesome.
This world full of e-haws, lostness, life and change, pop our culture, but just because it's all they know. And it can be pretty hard when you're fun. Shopping cart, do you ever figure out that you're not alone? That's why the kids keep saying sorry. That's why breaking all their lucky was part of the shit talking to me bar. And maybe God is always us, and the war we wage on subtle dust. Well, we're fed up with ideas like what we want is always held above our heads. Out of reach, and we found we can create things that are tangible. It's a banner, a new world. These things, they aren't so far. And in learning how to make everything we do accessible, it makes us put together up and say that they are through with them. But if they knew these kids well, that'd make all the difference. And the kids, you know, we know better than to have our pad blocked by abstractions. We'll break the whole world down into fractions and we'll keep them small.
Thank you. business is pleasure.
You've read about it. You've heard about it. Now, see what it's really like. Mustang, House of Pleasure.
Gypsy, Marcy, Deanne, Sherry, Libra, Chi-Chi.
This is it. The inside look at Mustang, America's first and largest legal brothel. Mustang, House of Pleasure. See it now at a theater near you. Rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parent.
Try to wallet me. You call her home, but the man who left her be. I saw him miss all the rides from the sea. He said I didn't really see it that way. I never told her to act like that. She was my daughter, but she's better off dead. I shot once into the back of his head. I am drunk, I shot a man at close range. The thriller only sees in oceans. She'll make a coffin when they're dead. The thought of this will never get old. I'll sleep better for the things I did. I made a choice and I can live with that. I am drunk, I shot a man, I'm okay.
From their upcoming 7-inch Duct Tape Your Mouth on Slovenly and Black Gladiator Records, that was New Coke with I Am Drunk, I Have a Gun, I Want Names. Oh man, that track is good. I'm not particularly as much a fan of this as I was of their last 7-inch, their first 7-inch for that matter, but man, that track is really good. Out now on Get Hip. That was before that was Knox Boys from their self-titled debut with Save Me. We should have an interview coming up with Knox Boys sometime soon. I really like that record. There's a lot of really cool like sort of surf and psych elements in it, and it just all comes together really well. It has this very sort of universal appeal that I'm into big time. Before that, Like, Death with Hypnic Jerk from Cave Jenny on Latest Flame Records. I played a lot of Latest Flame stuff on this podcast, and it wasn't intentional. I just got a lot of it, and it all went together really well. I'm a big fan of when labels tend to put out stuff that not necessarily all the same, but definitely things that pair well with one another. And that track is really, really fun. And we started everything off with the Max Levine Ensemble doing The Kids Are Fucking Awesome from their split with Operation Cliff Clavin. Speaking of Cliff Clavin, he edited a book as part of Planet X Records. It's called Tour Sucks, and we'll have an interview with him soon as well. So yeah, lots of really awesome, amazing interviews coming up on rockstarjournalist.com, which is where this podcast can be found on a semi-irregular basis. You should tell your friends with bands and record labels that they should send me stuff for review or get in contact for an interview. I would love to talk to them or write about them or just something like that, or just, you know, tweet about them, maybe. I don't know, something. Tell your friends to download and listen to the podcast and go to the site and read things. It is a tactile appreciation of things in a digital age. So, thanks for listening, and until next time.